D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. Pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, by ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, Teron Davenport, who is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. Hi, TD. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? Appreciate you guys having me. And, man, that cream, that intro music, every superhero got to have some.
David Janes knows how to set the mood for Teron Davenport. So, Teron, this time last week, we were all feeling a little bit encouraged by what we were seeing from the Titans and Cam Ward. And then yesterday happened. So let me ask you this question as bluntly as I can. What the hell happened yesterday in this 25-3 loss to Jacksonville?
They faced a team that was just simply better than them. And it was bad, man, watching that. So many things went wrong on so many levels, and it was a really good example of uncomplimentary football.
First time I heard that one.
Yes, uncomplimentary.
Now, Teron, last week, analytically, you could certainly make the case that Cam Ward had his best performance of his rookie season. You could make the case that yesterday was the worst performance of his young rookie season. A paltry 3.7 yards per attempt. He had the worst EPA per dropback of the season. And I know that progress isn't linear. There are going to be ups and downs. But were you surprised by how much of a dip Cam Ward took this week compared to how well he played a week ago?
I was surprised by how much of a dip, but then again, if you go back and you watch, man, Josh Hines Allen, ooh-wee.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's a
monster.
Davidson
County Police, Davidson County Police better go get him because he had multiple assault charges on his head after what he did to that offensive line, man. He was killing those tackles, killing them. And I think, you know, that was a major contributor to just the way things went. I mean, because there wasn't time to set up, and Cam was always on the move, and it was just the process was rushed. It was bad.
By the way, before Derek gets to Teron, we should just mention, if you thought what happened yesterday with Josh Hines Allen is bad, guess who the Titans are seeing on Sunday? Miles Garrett. So if you thought it was, bad yesterday, wait till next Sunday. Derek?
TD, that game, you know, it looked as if, and I'm not saying that this is what happened, but it looked as if that team quit. It looked as if they had just gotten out of the bed. Like they had no interest in playing in that football game. It looked like they had no interest in coaching that football game. Even listening to, you know, McCoy going into halftime, there was no energy. And I get it, you're down, but there was no energy. It seemed like no life, no fight. Has he completely lost the locker room now, in your mind?
I don't know that he ever had it, right? Because, look, man, these guys, they're not stupid. They know what it is, right? They know that, hey, look, this guy's not going to be around at the end of this year. You know, and it's just one of those things where guys know that it's just really just buying the time. So it's basically like how a class is to a substitute teacher, you know what I mean? So I don't think you could lose what you never had, to be honest with you.
But it was, as a alumni of the team, that's the first time that I felt that they didn't show up to play. Like, nobody. Like, nobody on the sidelines, nobody in the game. I was embarrassed. Because there's one thing to just not be good, like, and the Titans know they're not a good team right now, and I understand that, and I believe they will eventually get it right. But to look like a team that has no clue on what to do or don't want to be out there, that was the part that was disappointing. I'm not disappointed that they lost, because I was hoping that they won, but watching this team, listen. They just don't have the talent necessarily to win games consistently. But you do have the effort to go out there and play it at a certain level. And I just think they didn't do that, nor did they coach that way.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And here's a good example, right? You Corey Levin was blocking his behind off, man. Corey Levin appreciation comment right here. He was blocking his behind off on that first series, right? And Tony Pollard broke off some really good runs. He had 36 yards. They had 70 yards on that first drive, the 10-play drive. You know how many yards they had to end the game? 188. So it was just like, why get away from the run when it's working for you? And when you have a day like that, was a day. Matter of fact, Randy Jordan, you know how I catch the intros, like the walk-ins when the guys come in from, you know, the parking lot. He said to me, he said, man, can we run the ball down their throat today? And I was like, that's more of a question for you than me. You know what I mean? And they did it the first series, and that just got completely away from it. And that's an example of the coaching being bad. You don't go away from what's working.
Now, Jeffrey Simmons, obviously, he was heated after the game. And listen, I heard what he said, and I get it. But that's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about his comments he made as far as the next head coach. What did you make of them? And how loud do you think that rang throughout the organization?
I think that rang really loud, because when you have a guy saying that right now, and it wasn't necessarily that they need somebody that's going to leave. It was the part where he said the culture's been really bad around here. That was the one that I hung on to. I mean, he's not lying, but, you know, when you're saying that, it has a lot of weight, you know, coming from your franchise guy. You know, he's the face of the franchise for now until Cam Ward takes over. And for that to be said, you know, and then on top of that, you know, I will say he did table it, you know, by saying, hey, we still got five games left, and we'll get to that when the time comes. But you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. He said it.
Teron Davenport is with us. Teron, I was toying with the idea a couple weeks ago that maybe you bring in a coach, and if Denard Wilson was making progress with the defense, I was wondering, would they consider keeping him? Do you think there's any chance of that happening, or is everybody gone?
I think there's a chance of that happening. I believe so, because, you know, when you look at what he's doing, I mean, like, the guy's, he's making lemonade out of some lemons. You know what I mean? And it's not the best lemonade, but it's still something that you could drink, you know? And I think when you look at everything going on, how that cornerback situation, I mean, think about the cornerback situation, man. Think about it. They signed Kyrie Elam off the street, and this dude was suiting up and taking snaps 4 days later. And mind you, that includes the Thanksgiving break. You know what I mean? Well, small break, but it's just, yeah, I think there's a chance. If you ask me what coach has the best chance to stay, is John Fossil. But still, it's a tough situation all around for that coaching staff. I would hate to be, you know, a part of that staff, because it's just like, you know what it is, and you're trying, but you know that you're not working with much, and, boy, it's tough.
How do you think they match up with the Browns? You know, somebody's got to win, right? These are two teams that have struggled to win. I haven't even peeked at the early line. If you guys have an early point spread on that, we'll get that in a second. But, Teron, what, just off the top of your head, how do you see the matchup?
Well, you got to remember, the Browns got a defense now.
Yes, they do.
They got a defense, and they got that guy, Myles Garrett. You know, they got him, and when you have that, you got everything. So I don't think the Titans match up well with them at all, because you look at this team, right, and you look at the defense. You know, it's solid, but the offense is they're last in the league in multiple categories. And you're going against one of the better defenses. That, to me, is always going to be an advantage to the team with the defense. So I don't think they match up with the Browns, frankly.
The line, by the way, is Cleveland -4.5.
Whoa.
Okay. Teron, full confession. I was watching the game last night.
the Sunday night game. It's a good game. I'm thinking, hey, Marcus Mariota's playing pretty well. Close game. The Broncos, if you like drama, watch the Broncos every week. Every one of their games goes down to the last second. But Teron, here's my confession. I had no idea Traylon Burks was playing for Washington, and then he makes an unbelievable catch like that. What the heck? I jumped out of my seat.
Look, man, he made that catch. You know what I was saying? I was like, Traylon, get up. Because that's all I'm thinking. You know what we're used to, right? We see that. We go, oh, damn, he's out for 3 weeks. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what we're used to. So, it was a great catch, man. Traylon, he's a very talented player. Like, there's no doubt in that, but it's just the dedication and staying on the field injury-wise. That's not even dedication. It's the mindset, you know?
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-Maze, Ving, and the Donnie. He joins us every Monday, and he is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. TD, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
Hey, no problem. You got it. Hey, Willie, man, get your team, man. Every time they talk about signing a free agent, a big one, a big contract, I get a notification that they took another payment for my tickets, man. Get your team, man.
All right, we're going to talk, Teron. We'll have to talk. We'll process.
All right. Thank you, Teron.
Here's the stat. Mike Tirico, I kind of knew this. Mm-hmm. So the Broncos have won 9 straight games.
Yes.
They have trailed at one point in every single one of them. That so many of them go down to the last kick or the last play like last night where the guy's wide open, they're going to win the game. And Benito, who every time they say Nick Benito, I think of Nick Benino, the former Predator.
Of course.
But he knocks the pass down, and they survive again. So they're 10-2, and they also had the game early in the season against the Colts where they had won the game.
Yeah.
They had won the game, and there was a penalty and gave the Colts a second kick.
Yes.
I can't remember, what was it? Did they rough the snapper or like they
– Something along
those
lines.
Leverage or something like that. They got another
– I think it was leverage. I'm pretty sure it
was
leverage.
They could have won that game.
Wes in Hermitage on our text line says, watching Mariota throw that beautiful touchdown to Burks on primetime was the dagger in my two-tone heart. I give up after that. This team is cursed.
Yeah, that was when we said it couldn't hit rock bottom. They hit it twice, okay?
Traylon Burks' first touchdown in 3 years?
Oh, man, yeah.
Second career touchdown.
Yeah. Right, because people often do this. He had the one touchdown catch in Philadelphia. He got hurt on the play. He got knocked out of the game. I believe his other touchdown was a fumble recovery it was a Derrick Henry fumble recovery in the end zone, if I am not mistaken. So just his second career touchdown catch, and he was Odell Beckham Jr.-esque reaching back one-handed and grabbing that.
It would happen to the Titans the day they play their worst game.
Yes.
It's the day Traylon catches a one-hand touchdown.
But I want to unpack a comment that Derek made with Teron Davenport coming up next about the Titans. 615-737-1025. We will take your thoughts on the Titans. Good news, tankathon.com still looking pretty damn good for the Tennessee Titans.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
And speaking of former Titans, who hit the game-winning walk-off field goal?
Nick Folk
from 56.
But he has no leg.
615-737-1025. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, and we'll discuss the game. Coming up next, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vink, 1025 The Game.